This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. I don't know if you remember this, because everything, but the last big sticking point in the Brexit negotiations was the land border between the province of Northern Ireland, which is part of the UK, and Ireland, which is in the European Union. Both of them, of course, on the same island. It will perhaps surprise you not at all that things aren't going smoothly with what's known as the Northern Ireland Protocol, which would, in effect, keep the British province inside the European Union. Problem is, the protocol imposes a different hard border. It's in the Irish Sea between Northern Ireland and its biggest market, the rest of the UK. From the European desk in London, Marketplace's Stephen Beard has that story.
The protocol has affected food supplies. Many product lines usually shipped in from England have disappeared from supermarkets and other stores in the province. Kieran Sloan runs the Sores Deli in Belfast.
Things like cheese, we haven't had English cheeses for over 2 months, you know.
Some of his suppliers based in the British mainland balked at the paperwork and the extra cost of getting their product into Northern Ireland, now effectively an EU territory.
Two of our big main cheese suppliers have just said they're not supplying Northern Ireland anymore. So, and that's it. And a lot of our Mediterranean companies that are based in London have just stopped as well.
His supplies of meat, olives and dried herbs have also been disrupted. But garden centres in the province have been even harder hit. Under EU biosecurity rules, British soil is now banned from entering Northern Ireland. Surrounded by an old consignment of potted roses and rhododendrons, Robin Mercer of the Hillmount Garden Centre is not happy.
All these plants are coming from England. Now we cannot get them because of the new rules and regulations. Really what they're saying is any plants, any soil in it, they will not let us bring them through.
The protocol was designed to prevent a hard border between Northern Ireland and the Irish Republic to avoid inflaming the large minority in the province that wants a united Ireland. Trouble is, the protocol's inflamed members of the unionist community that wants to remain British.
This has been an unmitigated disaster.
Ian Paisley Jr., lawmaker for the Democratic Unionist Party, speaking in a Zoom call to the UK Parliament.
The protocol has betrayed us and has made us feel like foreigners in our own country.
Imagine a border between Texas and the rest of the US, he says. And, says Steve Aiken, leader of the Ulster Unionist Party, imagine Canada or Mexico deciding what food Americans are going to eat.
I mean, can you imagine anybody in the United States putting up with it? Definitely not.
Unionist anxieties have been further fuelled by how some businesses are responding. Kieran Sloan of Sores Deli has increasingly turned away from Britain to suppliers in the Irish Republic in the south.
We've been banning all our Spanish meats, Italian meats, all the charcuterie, all the cheeses, all the olives. We've been bringing them up through the south, you know what I mean? And it seems to be working.
And he thinks many other Northern Ireland businesses, formerly dependent on supplies from the rest of the UK, may end up doing the same.
Oh, yeah. I mean, not just me. I mean, it's going to be a lot of companies here are going to be using that as the sort of an easier way to do things, you know.
Unionists fear that by forcing economic ties with the South, the protocol could be taking a step towards a united Ireland, and without their consent as required under the Good Friday Agreement, which brought peace to the province 20 years ago after decades of sectarian violence.
I am the river lagging, the city of Belfast.
By a curious coincidence, this year sees the 100th anniversary of the creation of Northern Ireland. This song, I Am Northern Ireland, was commissioned to celebrate the centenary. But COVID has so far stifled the planned festivities, and the bitter dispute over the protocol has muted the celebrations. At the European desk in London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.